USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden formally accepted the Democratic nomination for President of the United States, assuming the mantle of a party standard bearer more than 30 years after his first presidential run.
It's time for us, for we the people, to come together. I'm a proud Democrat, and I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election. So it's with great honor and humility I accept this nomination for President of the United States of America.
Biden's speech in Delaware came on the fourth and last day of the Democratic National Convention that was unlike any party gathering in history. Forced to scrap in-person events amid the coronavirus pandemic, the convention was carried out virtually with a slew of speeches and performances over the course of the nights. The Republican National Convention is next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Donald Trump's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, was pulled from a luxury yacht and arrested on allegations that he and three associates ripped off donors trying to fund a southern border wall. The organizers of the We Build the Wall group portrayed themselves as eager to help the president build a big, beautiful barrier along the U.S.-Mexican border, as he promised during the 2016 campaign. They raised more than $25 million and pledged that 100% of the money would be used for the project. Hours after his arrest, Bannon pled not guilty during an appearance at a Manhattan federal court. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, one of Vladimir Putin's fiercest critics, is now in a coma at a Siberian hospital, the victim of what his allies say appears to be poisoning engineered by the Kremlin. Navalny's organization is now scrambling to make arrangements to transfer him to Germany for treatment. The 44-year-old fell ill on a flight back to Moscow after drinking tea, which they now say was poisoned. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Children have even been under stress due to the coronavirus, and with more details on that, here's USA's Tim Berg.
For most parents, to say the COVID-19 pandemic has been stressful would be a dramatic understatement. The combination of financial pressure, loss of child care, and health concerns is exceedingly challenging for many families. New research from the CDC says young children are experiencing 3- to 5-fold increases in self-reported anxiety and depression symptoms. Megan Leahy is a parenting coach, mom of three, and Washington Post parenting columnist. She has some advice for parents on how to handle talking about COVID-19 with their kids.
So much is out of our hands. I would encourage every family to just stay age appropriate and honest with their kids, which is pretty much, there is this virus out there, and or you can call it like a really bad cold, because little kids get what a cold is, and we need to keep everybody safe. So we are going to learn from home for now.
Thousands of Puerto Ricans got a second chance to vote for the first time a week after delayed and missing ballots marked the original primaries in a blow to the United States territory's democracy. More than 60 of the island's 110 precincts were finally able to open after a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that stated a second round of voting would take place at those centers. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.